Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, for even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, these are your words. Sanctify us in your truth, for your word is eternal truth. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. In the name of Jesus, amen. Several places in the Gospels, Jesus says and done things that we can kind of get uncomfortable with. In Matthew 13:58, Matthew records for us that Jesus could do not many mighty works in his hometown of Nazareth because of the people's unbelief. Jesus was limited. In Mark chapter 8, verses 22 through 26, Jesus comes across a man who was blind, and Jesus lays his hands upon the man who was blind in an attempt to heal him, and Jesus removes his hand and he asks the man, "Do you see anything?" The man responds, "I see people, but they look like trees walking." Well, today's text is another one of those texts that I think we can get downright uncomfortable with, and I think rightly so. Because in this text, Jesus is rude, he's racist, and he's downright mean and condescending. And in our society that preaches tolerance as the chief of all virtues, this comes across as embarrassing for us. This is your Savior doing all of this. If you'll allow me a baseball analogy, I haven't done one for a while, so I figured it was due. Thanks, Eli. If you'll allow me a baseball analogy, Jesus strikes this woman out on three pitches. This Canaanite woman from the region comes to Jesus with a problem, but it's not just her problem. She comes to Jesus and cries out, "Kyrie eleison, Lord Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." This woman comes with a compelling request. She has a compelling problem. What could be more compelling than a woman coming to Jesus, not just for herself, not for her husband, not even for her son, but for her poor daughter? A daughter who's done nothing wrong, a daughter who is possessed by a demon, and she is possessed wickedly. But what does Jesus do? What does Jesus say? He gives her the silent treatment. He answers her not one word. Strike one. The disciples come to Jesus and they say, "Lord, send her away. She keeps crying out after us." The disciples have gotten sick of this scene. They're starting to get embarrassed. And it appears as though the disciples want Jesus to give her what she wants so she'll leave them alone. But what does Jesus say? It sounds racist, to be blunt. He says to the disciples directly and to the woman indirectly, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I'm not here to help the likes of her. Strike two. Down in the count, this woman runs in front of Jesus, kneels before him, and cries out, Lord, have mercy. And if Jesus sounded apathetic before, what he says next is downright mean. He said, it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. And you heard him right. Jesus just called this woman a dog. Okay, it's time to be offended. It's time to slap Jesus in the face. It's time to go on social media and ruin his reputation. Jesus wound up and threw a screwball, and it's strike three, and this woman is out in humiliating fashion. But what does this woman do? She's not offended. She doesn't try to fight back. She doesn't slap Jesus. In fact, she agrees with Jesus. She says, yes, Lord, for even the dogs get to eat of the crumbs. It's as though she's saying, you're right, Jesus. It is not right to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. But I'm not asking for that. Because you see, when the dogs eat, they get sloppy. And when the children eat, they get sloppy. And when the children eat, we dogs get to eat too, because those sloppy children let their crumbs fall to the floor. And your bread, Jesus, is so rich and so full and so nourishing, I don't need any of the bread. I and my daughter, all we need is one of the crumbs. And how does Jesus respond? He says, O woman, great is your faith. Great faith. What does this great faith look like? You see, Jesus isn't too impressed most of the time in the Gospels. There isn't a lot that he marvels at or that impresses him, but this woman's faith does impress him. It's great. And so what can we learn about this woman's faith? I believe there's two things that make this woman's faith great. The first thing that makes her faith great is she recognizes who Jesus is. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the Son of David. He is the one that God had promised to send, that King who would reign on the throne of David forever and ever. He is the promised Messiah. He is King. He is Lord. He is over all things. And through her faith, she recognizes that. And so she goes to this Son of David, to this King. And she pleads for mercy. You see, God doesn't give you every promise that you can imagine. God only keeps the promises that he has made. And this woman is an outsider. She is an historic enemy of the people of God. She is outside of the covenant promises that God had made with his people. And yet, through faith, she knows something more. She knows that though she's outside, that God has something for her. And that's the second thing that makes her faith great. God has something for her. You see, just because God has something for us, it doesn't mean that God's going to give us whatever we want. In fact, just the opposite oftentimes, God will give us exactly what we don't want. If you were presented with a choice between taking bread or taking some crumbs, what would you choose 100% of the time? You'd pick the bread. And who here, if we could write our own salvation, who here would pick a God who chooses to come and become one of us, to be found in our flesh, and then to suffer in that same flesh, an agonizing, excruciating death on the cross, to suffer in that flesh and to die? Not one of us would pick that kind of salvation. And yet, that is the only salvation that is offered to anyone. That agonizing, excruciating salvation that comes through Jesus, through His death and resurrection, is the only salvation offered to anyone from sin, death, and the devil. And through the faith that God had given this woman, she seeks for that salvation in the crumbs of Christ. See, saving faith is always a gift of God. It's not something that we muster up. It's not something that we conjure up from ourselves. Faith is always a gift of God. But know what that faith does. Know what Scripture says that faith does. In John 1, 12 and 13 we read, "But to all who did receive Him, He gave the right to become children of God." Children who are born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but children who are born of God. Remember, too, that you also were once far off. Ephesians 2 tells us about how far off we were. It says that, "Remember that you were once strangers to the household of God and aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, that you were without hope and without God in this world." But Ephesians 2 goes on to say, "But by Christ, by His blood, by the blood of the Son of David, you who were strangers and aliens, you who were far off, you have been brought near by that blood of your crucified and risen Lord and Savior." That you are now members of the household of God. That you are saints with His chosen and elect people. This all comes to you through faith. And this great faith believes these two things. Great faith believes who Jesus is. And great faith believes that Jesus has something for you. And most indeedly, He does. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus now and forevermore. Amen.